You know, this is not the first time we had to move. You know, we started off first Oktoberfest, had about 150 people in a back room of a motel there in Richmond. Then we moved to the old arena, which is behind the baseball stadium. They tore it down, and then we moved to a big building there at the racetrack. And from there, we moved to the, what is it, the show place. And when they sold it, we moved back to the raceway. And now we're moving to Doswell. So we got a lot of experience with that. And I'm very positive that we will do a good job setting everything up. And I think the people will enjoy the event. The building is about the same size. And the lady there, Marlene Jolliffe, very nice, trying to help us. So I think we will be able to set up very nicely. Of course, when you move, no matter how good your floor plans are, you always have to make some adjustments. But I think it's a very, very nice, modern facility. And I think we will do just fine. A lot of organizations that moved there from Richmond were surprised that they got a lot more visitors from Fredericksburg and the more northern counties. So we are hoping that's the case here as well.
Well, now, so this is the 53rd annual. So talk about that.
Yes, that's the 53rd annual Richmond Oktoberfest. We started off in 69, and since then, every year, we have a authentic half-liter Bierstein made for us, each year with a different design. And other than the first few years, they've always been made in Germany. They're very nice, and they're available for purchase at our souvenir stand. And what we started very recently is each year we have one raffle prize where a lucky winner can win a complete set of all 53 Biersteins.
But for 53 years, though, you all know what you're doing, and I would think that this is quite the Oktoberfest.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the one thing, we've always had a bunch of Germans on our board, which is very helpful, because what sells our Oktoberfest and sets us apart from everyone else is that we do everything we can to be very, very authentic. We are authentic with the entertainment we provide. We're authentic in the sense that we only sell German beer. We're authentic that we have German food. We get our sausages from Usinger, which is a big German butchery. We have from Ohio, we have a pastry bakery that does all kind of cakes and pastry for us and brings it to us fresh, which is very, very popular. We have a wine stand with German wine. So we do everything we can to be authentic and make it a real Oktoberfest.
Right, and for someone that is really looking for that, the Oktoberfest of Richmond is your place then.
Yeah, we're trying very hard. But I'll tell you what, it's not easy because, you know, the two clubs, which is the Gesangverein Virginia and the Deutsche Sportclub, those two clubs own the Oktoberfest, and they're not very large, you know. One of the clubs has about 60 members, the other about 80 members. When you consider that it takes about 300 volunteers per day to run the Oktoberfest, you can imagine what type of an effort it is each year to get this thing moving. You know, we do everything we could possibly do, to make it the best we can do, you know. Each year, we have representatives of the German embassy that come all the way down from Washington to celebrate with us and crown our queen. They wouldn't do that if we weren't authentic.
Exactly. So talk a little bit about the program. What can people expect from the program?
Well, what they can expect, first of all, we have two bands. We have a local Umta band, which you expect at an Oktoberfest. In our case, it is the Acker Sauerkraut Band, which is a very popular around here. But then, and that is what is unique, we have a very, very good German party band. They play also traditional music, but a younger band, and they play it in a modern beat, you know, so that it is just like what you expect from a party band. In addition to that, we have the Hirschjäger Bavarian Dancers. They are very, very good. In fact, they have been in Munich and performed there. They are very good. And then we have a very talented keyboard player who will entertain our guests that are going to sit out there in the beer garden because they need a smoke or something, you know. So I think, and also, this is very nice. We have a kinder corner, what we call, where we have people that entertain the children. And so when you come to the Oktoberfest, you will see people from 1 year old till, you know, high in their 90s. We got all bases covered, and the dance floor is always filled. There's one thing we started a few years ago, which is very, very popular with the younger people. We have a Bierstein hoisting contest, one for ladies and one for the gentlemen. And the winner of that will get an authentic 3-liter Bierstein made in Germany.
How do I get tickets for this?
All right, well, the tickets right now till the 1st of October, we sell the tickets at the advance ticket price, which is $12 for everybody. Kids 15 and younger are free. But starting October 1st, the regular price will be $15. And seniors, registered college students, and active duty members will be able to come in for $12. And $12 is also the advance price for all the tickets up to 1 October.
For people that are coming from a distance and don't want to have to drive home, I know that you even have lodging plans for them if they...
Yeah, what we got is, you know, we figure that's important because, you know, when we told people that we were going to move, they said, oh, Dustville, that is so far. Well, first of all, I timed it from downtown Richmond. That's only 15 minutes. Americans are used to driving that on a daily basis. But what we did is we made arrangements with a hotel there, and I think you got that on your list. It is the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott, located in Ashland. And that's a 10-minute drive, and they make us a good deal because normally they charge about $170 or so dollars for their rooms. We get them for $106, and that includes the breakfast. Now, the one thing about it is to get that good rate, they need to go on our webpage and click on lodging, and they will find a link that they will have to call to get that special rate.
Okay, and there's also an RV camp campground, I know, available
yes,
nearby.
Yes, they have an RV thing. Now, we don't control that, but it is very convenient, you know, maybe 50 yards or so away from the building. But to make reservations there, they have to deal with the event center.